Hey travelers, I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and you are listening to another episode of The Happy Traveler. And we are super excited that you guys jumped on with us again because we have another awesome guest. Today's guest's name is Paula Rouse, and she is a PEDS traveler. And her topic of this podcast today is travel nursing to be able to travel as a nurse. And we're super excited to chat with her. So hi, Paula. Thanks so much for jumping on with me today.
Hi. I know. I'm really excited.
Well, we're super happy to have you. So let's just get right into it. Will you tell us about yourself?
Yes, I am a pediatric travel nurse. I've been doing pediatric travel for almost a year and a half now. I'm currently finishing up my third assignment in San Francisco, and it's been absolutely amazing. The whole experience has been totally awesome.
That's great. Where are you from, and like, what do you do outside of when you're at work?
I'm originally from Atlanta, so I drove from Atlanta to San Diego for my first assignment, which was a really great experience driving across country. And outside of work, my main thing that I do is travel for fun.
That's the best. Well, that's super cool. We've been chatting with you for a while. I know you have different contacts in the Wanderly team, and you're a total part of our family now. But I was curious, how did you hear about Wanderly, and what do you think of the platform so far?
I love the platform. I love what you guys represent and the options that you guys have, like, for travelers as far as, like, cross-comparing assignments. I think that's great, especially because it can be so overwhelming trying to figure out, like, where to go with different companies. If you have like six different recruiters, it can definitely be really stressful with all of them calling you every day, multiple times a day. It's super hard to keep track. I think when I started travel nursing, I had to create like a whole like Excel spreadsheet just to keep up with all of my recruiters and assignments. So the fact that you guys have done that for the travelers is just a great convenience for us.
Yeah, I totally hear you on that. And we really did a lot of research before we built the platform to make sure that we were actually solving real life traveler issues and not just creating something we thought that travelers might need, but actually researching, asking them, interviewing them, sending out questionnaires to like really find out that kind of stuff that like is an actual issue that you or a concern that you all have had. And so that makes me so happy to hear, because we really have tried to cater and create enhancements and improvements on the platform that are very specific to exactly what you all want and what would really be helpful for you. So that's awesome to hear. Well, you were mentioning that you traveled from Atlanta all the way to San Diego, which I think is so great. I just did a drive from LA to Denver, which is obviously only like a third of that distance, but I loved it so much too. I think everyone should do a long road trip at least once in their life. But why did you decide to take that first travel assignment?
So I ended up taking that one because I love San Diego. I had been there before. And it's really, in California especially, it can be a little difficult to land your first travel assignment without any travel experience. I had been a nurse for about 2.5 years and had done step-down pediatric neuro, so I had a lot of experience, but I was getting a lot of pushback from different facilities because I had no travel experience. So the Children's Hospital in San Diego, they take a lot of first-time travelers, so it just happened to work out.
Oh, that's awesome. Would you say that's been your favorite place to travel, or where would you say that's been?
I love San Diego. It was a big adjustment for me because it was my first travel assignment, and then I switched from pediatric neuro to pediatric regular med surg. So that was like a bit of an adjustment because I had only done mainly neuro and plastics. So that was like a big adjustment, like learning a new patient population. And then as a traveler, you only get 2 days of orientation at a hospital. So it was very overwhelming in the beginning. But now after 3 assignments, like I pretty much got it down.
Oh, well, that's awesome. I know we have a lot of people that listen to The Happy Traveler that might be possibly considering going into a specialty or switching specialties, or they just want to hear about different specialties. So what would you say makes PEDS travel specifically unique?
I think the biggest thing that separates pediatric travel nursing from other specialties is that it's very seasonal, which is what I like to let other PEDS nurses know, like the ones that I used to work with back home that are considering traveling, is that sometimes in the summer months, especially, like, it can be very difficult to find an assignment because the hospitals aren't as busy like they are like September through March, because it's prime cold and flu season. That's like booming season for pediatric travel.
Oh, sure. So you've taken quite a few assignments then. When you first started, I guess, did you have any like struggles or any huge concerns? Like, do you have any advice that you could offer for a brand new traveler?
My biggest thing that I tell new travelers is to just keep an open mind and to be flexible. Because like I said, you only get 2 days of orientation. That's pretty much across the board wherever you go. I did my 2 days of orientation, and then my first shift off orientation, they floated me to a whole nother unit. So you just have to be open and flexible. And I say have at least 2 years of nursing under your belt, because you need a good foundation. Because whenever you get to a new hospital, you don't know the skill set of every nurse there. So you need to be really strong in what you do know, so you have that to lean on.
Yeah, I agree with you. We've talked about this so many times, and honestly, you are like probably the 15th traveler to come on the show and say, do the full 2 years. So if anyone out there is listening, it's not because anyone doesn't think you're competent or doesn't, or trying to reprimand you or hold you back. It's truly because it's, you're just literally thrown to the wolves, like right when you get into these hospital systems. And unless you feel so, 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 so competent and it's the exact same charting system and everything feels similar, you're going to struggle. And I think you're right. I don't even think it's about necessarily being able to do it. It's about being able to do it safely and being able to do it where you're not like pulling your hair out every day. Do you feel the same way?
Exactly. Yeah. Patient safety is number one. And then I always tell people, I'm like, I worked way too hard for my license to put it at jeopardy. So definitely don't take an assignment unless you have like at least 2 years of experience, especially bedside. Like, I wouldn't tell like a nurse that's only done like outpatient experience to take a travel assignment in a hospital, because that would just be like a total setup for failure.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have any advice to people about how far, and I know we didn't discuss this beforehand, but how far you should travel your first time? Like, do you think there's a recommendation on being super far from home? Is it maybe not so smart to go super far, or do you think it doesn't matter? What are your thoughts about distance from like your home base?
I think it depends on the person. Another reason that I ended up choosing San Diego is because I had like a really close friend there, and my sister is in Las Vegas, so it was only like a 5-hour drive. So I would definitely take your first assignment, not necessarily close to like a bunch of family, but at least have someone there that you know, because you never know what could happen. And it would be nice to have some type of support system, because it is like a big transition and it can be very overwhelming. So it's nice to just have somebody to like go out with and just vent to and just kind of get you through like the first few weeks.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad idea at all. I think a lot of people too are so nervous when they first take that very first assignment, that having just one thing that's familiar, whether it be family an hour away, or, you know, like maybe you grew up there but you don't live there anymore, or whatever it may be, I think is a really good idea for the first one. And then when you build those like support groups on Facebook and you find the resources and you meet other travelers, then I think it's easier to kind of, I guess, branch out a little bit more. But I totally agree with you. I think it's almost kind of necessary to just have one thing in your first assignment that's similar. And if you don't, and if you just go for it, I mean, I'm sure you'll be fine. But I don't think that that's a bad idea, because I think that that's what holds people back. And so if you can find that, it might, you know, be the difference between not traveling at all and trying something new. So I love that. Well, tell us about your favorite ways to travel when you're not travel nursing. Everybody, I don't know if she's going to share her Instagram handle. That is completely up to Paula. But I follow you on Instagram, and I've seen all the different posts about, you know, we work to be able to travel as well. And you have been everywhere, and it's super cool. So tell us about your favorite ways to be able to do that, like when you are actually scheduling assignments, and then also like where you like to go and what you like to do.
So travel nursing was something that I always wanted to do because I love traveling in general. Before I was a travel nurse, I traveled a lot. And now I travel even more because of the flexibility with scheduling that travel nursing allows you to do. With most facilities, you can submit like your time off request in your contract. So I always request at least like a 7-day stretch off, but it still fits in, because, you know, with nursing, we only work 3 days a week. So you can still technically work all your shifts and get like a good 6 or 7 days off. So I usually do one trip or a couple of little mini trips, like while I'm on assignment. And then in between assignments, I always take between 3 and 4 weeks off and I do like a big trip.
Yeah, that's really cool. Where's your favorite place to go?
My favorite place so far that I've been was probably Costa Rica.
Oh, tell me about it. Oh my gosh. I love that you just said that because if people listen to the Happy Traveler regularly, I talk about Costa Rica all the time. Okay, tell me everything. Where did you go? Where did you stay? What did you do? I want to hear the whole bit. I love Costa Rica so much.
I know. It's a beautiful country. I went for eight days. And I went to La Fortuna, which is in the northern part of the country. So it's about 3 hours from the San Jose airport. And it's in the middle of the rainforest. It's absolutely gorgeous. Super lush. I stayed at a hot springs resort at the base of the Arenal volcano. Mm-hmm. So every morning you walk out of your little casita, which is like a little house. That's how your rooms are set up. And like you see the volcano and all the gardens and the hot springs, and it was so magical. It was absolutely amazing.
Okay, you just gave me so much inspo because I, right as you were talking, and I've never done this on a podcast, I Googled something because I absolutely had to know like how far you were from me. Okay, so I was 3 hours south. So you went 3 hours north of San Jose. I went three hours south of San Jose to Uvita. And I okay. felt the exact same way. It was just so perfect. And we were definitely like on the side of the rainforest because we were right on the, like on the water. But man, now I'm going to have to go back again. I'm telling you, I'm not going to have a savings account ever again in my life simply because of Costa Rica.
It was absolutely beautiful. I'm a big like hiker and yogi. So that's what I wanted with that trip. So I did a lot of volcano hikes and the resort I stayed at, they had morning yoga every day in the rainforest. Like, it was just mind-blowing. And the people were amazing. People were so nice.
Okay, offline, I'm for sure going to have to grab that hotel name and, like, all the info from you. That is so cool. Well, sweet. Well, do you have anything else to add, Paula? I'm so glad we got to get you on here because I really wanted to talk about PEDS travel, of course, and, like, what makes that different and, like, any advice that you had for people, of course, and then your travels outside of travel nursing, but is there anything else that you want to add? Any handles you want people to know or anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. If anybody wants to follow me on Instagram, you can find me like at Hybrid Flower. I post all of my travel pics. I'm not a big like blogger per se, but I do put a lot of my Instagram story as far as like travel nurse tips, like when doing assignments and changing assignments and things like that. And I'd be happy to answer any questions through my DMs.
Yeah, and she's always traveling somewhere cool, and her Instagram is exactly the Instagram that you like hope to follow when it's a travel nurse, because she posts like the outdoor pictures, not just like the nursing ones, but like all the outdoor really cool spots that she visits. So everybody go check her out. This has been so fun. Cool, Paula. Well, if you don't have anything else, well, just thank you so much for jumping on the podcast. This was so fun, and now we're gonna have to go to Costa Rica together.
Sounds like a plan, and thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. Okay, everybody, I know that one was short and sweet, but that's all we have to talk about today. We're excited about Paula. We're excited about PEDS travel. You can find all of our PEDS positions that are open at wanderly.us. Again, that was Paula Rao. She's a PEDS travel nurse. I'm Nurse Kelly, the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and that's another episode of The Happy Traveler. We'll chat next week, y'all.